Blog Talk Radio.
Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction, Fort Pierce, Florida, down there at the FBA.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dana Hillis, Big Papa, with Big Papa's Country Kitchen. We're here at the second Big Papa's Battle of Barbecue Junction. We came up with a concept to try and bring a little more excitement to the barbecue world. We have a throwdown amongst a couple of the teams that, you know, they're going to cook something a little different besides chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. We give them a mystery box. It comes to their little station here. They got four different cookers they can cook on. They've got an hour and 45 minutes to create whatever kind of appetizer, side dish, main course, and dessert to turn into some judges and see who gets the bragging rights of being just not just ordinary barbecue cook, but who can throw down and cook some groceries. Our first event last week featured four teams. The winner was Brad with Lang Smokers, who came out on top with a cowboy steak that was out of this world. This week we got a surprise. We haven't told anybody what we're cooking yet, but when the guys show up at 2:30, the first two teams are Team Unknown and Forest Fine Foods, the Cooking Cowboy against Team Unknown, one of the hottest and best barbecue teams we got in the FBA. So it's going to be a lot of fun. What we're doing is trying to get the crowd to come and watch and get the teams to come and watch and see who has the bragging rights of being the best cook of this whole bunch. So if you get a chance, come hang out with us, see what we're doing. You might be one of the celebrity judges. You'd be lucky enough to sample some of the great food these guys are going to turn in. Last week was a ball. I can't wait to see what this week brings. This evening at 6 o'clock, we have another contest with Whiskey Bent Barbecue with Chad from the radio station. And everybody knows Chad and Whiskey Bent. Facing off against the cooking lawyer, Thomas Sadica, with Divine Swine. Thomas says he's going to file suit against Whiskey Bent because he doesn't think they're a legitimate barbecue team. So we're going to see what happens. That's going to be a good little throwdown. The winner of each one between Team Unknown and Forest Fine Foods faces off tomorrow against the winner of Whiskey Bent and Divine Swine. We have our championship at 2:30 tomorrow. Takes about an hour and 45 minutes, and we'll see who the big winner and who gets all the bragging rights this weekend. A little cash prize, a little, you know, the honor of being the winner at the battle. So we'll see what happens. Thank you. All right, here today, I'm competing head-on-head with Team Unknown for the Battle at Barbecue Junction. And I've got all my gear with me. I bought a box of Kleenex because Team Unknown is going to need them. Here we are today at Battle at Barbecue Junction. And I'm here with my opponent, Jason and Clark Quickham.
That's correct.
And
don't try to sweet talk me.
Hey, you know I love you, brother.
I love you too.
Hey,
not in a good way.
Yeah. Now my shoulder, for when it's all over with, my shoulder's right here. You can try on it. Yeah,
I'll do it.
Hey, gentlemen, we have somebody else I'd like to introduce. This is one of our cook teams from last week. Sweet Smoke Q. What have you got for us, Jim?
We got.
I heard you got something wicked.
I got some vodka with a splash of cranberry and a splash of lemonade. A lot of vodka. The bar is open.
Very close friend.
First day of Sweet Smoke Cube.
Sure.
The horse, hold on. Oh, put that back for
us. Horse,
you don't get that one.
You got your own.
Damn.
Come on, man. Beautiful.
Cheers.
Harold?
Well, gentlemen. Here's to the big battle. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Man, the best cook wins.
I'll
throw the wheel.
Cheers.
Just to teach that phone a friend.
Yes, I have a phone friend.
Thank you.
2:30, gentlemen.
The battle has begun.
Oh, Lord.
Tell us what the ingredients are.
Fruit cocktail.
Exotic water.
Some more exotic water.
What is that?
Some seasoning. Some Dukes. Some Bales.
Oh, shoot.
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
Mustard. More exotic water. Cream of mushroom.
Salt, pepper.
Cinnamon.
Let's just dump it out.
What is that? Okay.
Monster something.
Montreal steak. Oh boy, yellow rice.
All right, we're on it. And potatoes. Okay. Let's get this stuff.
While Team Unknown is getting their box and stuff together, Forest Fine Foods is taking a break. Now he's getting ready to figure out what he's got to cook.
Some eggs.
You got eggs.
Some cheese. Oh, butter. Got some bacon.
Bacon.
Oh, buttermilk. I love buttermilk.
You love buttermilk?
I'll drink that.
Hey, Janet.
Cherry.
Forrest said he's got buttermilk, so you drink it.
Oh.
Forrest, do you want callers? Do you want Papa Parker to call?
Parker to call. All right, you're calling. If you win, you get the choice of Harrison first. Here's my witness. You have the choice. You want to turn in first or second?
You're turning in second. You're turning in first. You're turning in exactly 4:15. Exactly. And you got to carry it all the way on the other side of that big green egg.
Wait, let me get it.
He's got turnips. Okay. Chives. Pork chops. Apple pie filling.
Now it's Forrest's turn to find out what the teams have got to cook with.
One in one bag and one in another bag. I doubt I'll use either one of them, but. I ain't got over there yet. Okay. Taco Hickory Tropical Impression. Yeah. Herb chicken, seasoned salt.
I
Kind of
located.
Shared. A common garbage bag.
Yes, sir. Of course, here's your pans. I pulled the little stickers out of the bottom.
Okay.
And I'm not up to a couple of these, but they're stuck together.
Okay.
There's a little clip. You don't feel pressed for time, do you? You feel comfortable?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good. A can opener. Got a spatula. Got some thongs.
Thongs.
Got a cup.
Alright, Lord, ask for something that's not in that
thing. Thongs.
You want to know if they had thongs?
No, I got thongs.
I thought he was asking for
salt. Crab flavored seafood or margarine. All right, we'll get it all out. Then we'll come up with something. I'm gonna drink it.
Look at that cake Pop done made. Woohoo! Dutch Oven City, here we come.
was just going to go better.
Oh, man.
We're going to put
the
corn in there.
Come kick me in the head.
What's going on over there?
This chunk stuff
there.
Thank you, friend.
Rice and butter.
All right.
A little butter in the rice. A lot of butter. Whole lot.
How fine. How did you cook this cake so fast on the jump? Look at that, Marty.
Let's put just a little more butter in that rice. A little butter.
That's just the way I roll.
Folks, I got no idea what this dish is in this pan. I've been trying to figure out what it is. I think he put some water in. Tell us the butter in it. I guess we'll find out what that is a little later.
Forrest loves to cook on the Dutch oven. Let's take a minute out and watch. Forrest is going to make a cake in this Dutch oven. He's going to bake it up for us just in a few minutes for this competition.
I'm not sure how Forrest did it, but he cooked this cake on a Dutch oven in 12 minutes. You are the man.
All right, time for Team Unknown, trying to figure out what to do with that fake crab meat or the whiting fish that's got some color on it to make it look like crab meat. And so he put some butter, cheese, and I don't know what all he put on there. I think they're trying to figure out what to do with this crab meat for a good old barbecue man.
All right.
I don't know what that's going to be.
Are we having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Oh, that crap. He lost on purpose so he could run for us this week.
Get me out. What are you doing?
This young chef is working very hard today on this bacon that's just tough to wrap.
Government cheese.
Government cheese.
Nothing with the government.
Right now we're not on.
Not yet. Just have it sitting by. How much time we got left?
3:05.
And what time we turn in?
You guys turn in at 4:21, 4:22.
So, yeah, that.
So 3:07.
That's going to take about 50 minutes.
They got 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Those got their special assistant. They're going to get the only pork ready that's in the competition, and that's their pork chops right there. And that happens to be Plowboy's rub going on those pork chops. Looks like Pops from Unknown is making a phone call.
Hello, pork.
You okay over there, brother?
Hey, what do we eat?
Well, I was wondering, what do I do with a pork chop?
Hey, Mom, you're beautiful. Bring it over here.
Beautiful saute in that pan. We're going to find out what's in the pan. That's the one that I didn't know. It's some beautiful sauteed rice. Oh, look at all that flavor.
Pour that stuff out from over there.
Huh?
Nothing. I done that on purpose.
Fine Foods has got a heck of a layout in this plate, folks. In the main compartment, he's got a pork chop. And then to the left there, he's got that rice mixture saute that is so good. And then he's got some stuff. Jalapenos over on the other side, and he's going to get the celery right now. He's got stuffed celery, has a beautiful salad in it. He's going to lay that on top of the pork chop, and then he's going to add a final little garnish on it. He's going to have some fried potatoes he's getting ready to get out of the grill right now. I tell you what, Forrest really did a fantastic job for cooking all by himself and putting all this together by himself. And I tell you, barbecue cooks know how to make a pretty box, and this box is really fixing to come together. Really good job for us. Way to go. Team Unknown Barbecue only knows how to roll one way. And I'm going to tell you, this plate's going to be straight when it gets down in front of the judges.
Put them all the way around. You can put a third one in there.
There
you go.
Oh.
Stand over there.
What do you think?
Man, it looks beautiful. A bed of potatoes with a pork chop on it.
Clean that cheese off your pork chop.
What do you think, Captain? I'm thinking it's on, man. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Where'd you hear that? Squid business. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right.
Well, a couple of hats.
Yeah. Done got the dessert boxed up. It ready to go.
Here, my friend.
Just a minute or two.
It's just about time to lay it out and play it out. Now here we come to the judges.
This spoon is
pretty
bad.
Four go around front and take your stuff and deliver it. It's all sitting right there.
I'll give you a table count later.
So if you have a question about what goes on here,
go ahead and open the main entree. Okay, part of prepared for you today. Your main entree is grilled pork chop, seasonal, grilled them real quick over real high heat. Should be a lot of good moisture sealed in there, and laying on top of them is potato chips that I fried up. But they're at last. And also in the box there's a celery stick. It's got crab meat. It's got just all sorts of things in there. Cheese, cream cheese. It ain't easy being cheese. little bit of seasonings and so forth. The side item is yellow rice. It's got cream of mushroom soup in it. It's got some other seasonings in there as well. Real creamy. And your appetizer is a stuffed smoked jalapeno. It's topped with sausage meat and cream cheese and cheddar cheese. Hope you enjoy it.
And then you got them at dessert.
Okay, I got dessert. And what I've done for dessert today is a copper. Copper is one of my specialties in the Dutch oven. I've done it a little bit different today because two reasons. One being because of the ingredients that I was given. Instead of having sweet milk, had buttermilk. Buttermilk, in fact, makes an excellent copper. I do that periodically at home. And I use, for the fruit, I use fruit cocktail. Kind of gives a little bit of every kind of fruity taste in there. Hope y'all enjoy.
Okay, is your pie?
Yes, ma'am.
I taste something very sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is very nice.
That would be sugar.
Sugar?
Yes, ma'am.
Plain old white sugar?
Brown sugar.
Plain old good.
Gentlemen, start your engine. What's up?
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
All right.
This is a crab casserole that we baked in the grill. And we have a pork chop over potatoes. We have stuffed pepper. And we have stuffed mushroom chips in with sausage and cheese.
What do you do for dessert?
It's Heidi.
Heidi?
Yeah, that's his favorite.
Probably.
I'm going to
Mad Dorsey here to sing your song, try to get to the class.
That's all that's right here.
But he has to work for a living like the rest of us.
One of the team members is also one of our star recording artists.
Yes. But you'll see him tonight.
I can sing too.
Oh, great. You can sing with him.
Yeah. I sing every now and then to the large crowd if I want to disperse them and get them out of the room.
It's time to leave. Dry her on.
If I can run them all off, I did my job.
Like the bar. Just turn the lights on. They'll leave.
The pork is very tender, very juicy. Hello? A little heavy on the stuff. It has very good flavor. Very tender.
It is very tender, very tender.
Very tender.
It's too hot. I can't get to it.
Tell us about your dessert real quick.
Yeah, this is a cake mix. We made an apple cobbler, and we drizzled, we heated up the chocolate icing. We just went ahead and heated up and drizzled it.
Onion.
I love chocolate.
Can I give a suggestion to the judge? I think it might be good sometimes if food is brought up.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Who the people are.
We want the people to know who they are. We
you want people to be prejudiced.
Well,
some of you guys have better personalities.
This evening at 6 o'clock, we have another contest with Whiskey Bent Barbecue with Chad from the radio station. And everybody knows Chad and Whiskey Bent. Facing off against the cooking lawyer, Thomas Sadica, with Divine Swine. Thomas says he's going to file suit against Whiskey Bent because he doesn't think they're a legitimate barbecue team. So we're going to see what happens. That's going to be a good little throwdown.
It's time for round two at the battle at Barbecue Junction. Big Papa's Whiskey Bent in the pit every Tuesday night on Barbecue Superstars Radio. Big time barbecue team. Been to Las Vegas. Whiskey Bent has won some contests. He is a fantastic. He was on Chop on Food Network. He's been on several other television shows. Whiskey Bent is ready to go. And his competitor, Divine Swine, is up. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself. So stay tuned. It's a lot more to come.
Hey, I'm Tom Sadica. I'm the pitmaster for Divine Swine Competition Barbecue Team. And as you can see, I'm joined with all of my fellow team members here tonight. Now watch out, they're crowding me here a little bit. But I've been cooking FBA for, I guess this is maybe the fourth season, started off at Smoke on the Water at Winter Haven 1 year. My sister-in-law was graduating from culinary school and wanted to feature her sauces and her rubs. So I said, hey, you know what, let's do a couple barbecue competitions, and after we win, hint, you can go out and market your sauces and your rubs as award-winning. So I looked at the schedule. I found one in Winter Haven, which is coming up in about 6 weeks. I jump online and I find out what the best cookers are, so I call up and I order me an FE100. Never did a competition barbecue before and signed up for the pro division. Went with one cooker and all of my hopes and aspirations, and to this day they've never come in dead ass last. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. We didn't win, which is actually a disappointment, and at the time, kind of a surprise. You know, you're sitting there after your first contest going, why didn't I win? You know? And then you learn a lot as things go on and you progress and you kind of by leaps and bounds, you find a mentor like Dana here, and you learn a lot by watching and helping and just in the camaraderie and the spirit of the organization. I've been cooking my whole life. When I was growing up, there were four of us in the family, and my mother said, each one of you has to make dinner one night a week. You're responsible for dinner. So my sister would make reservations, my middle brother would make eggs, and my oldest brother and I would generally cook. I've always had kind of an affinity for cooking, but really my first foray into competition cooking is barbecue. Love it. I'm a lawyer as a hobbyist, so I'd like to make barbecue my profession and law my hobby, but unfortunately it's kind of flip-flop these days, so I don't get to do as many contests as I like. We had a good run a couple years ago. Dan and I, we went up to the American Royal and competed next to each other, and then I was on his team for the Jack Daniels, which was a lot of fun. I had a draw, he had a draw. We listed each other and said, hey, whoever gets it, we're on the other one's team, so we could be there. And And unfortunately, last year I just couldn't do as many contests, so we didn't have quite the same experience, but it's still a lot of fun.
Sometimes that working for a living interferes with what we really love to do.
It does. You know,
working right here.
Yeah. Something's got to change about that. Something's got to change.
One thing we've always said about the barbecue world, why we like that more than the law profession or being a general contractor, an engineer for what he does, this is a drinking sport.
It is. Well, who says law isn't?
Good luck, Tom. I've never seen a judge say pass the vodka, please.
I'll tell you, one kind of humorous story. I was cooking for Orlando Harley-Davidson for the customer appreciation day. There were about 500 people coming in, and someone came up to us, Sam, we were cooking off your green trailer. And someone came up and said, hey, aren't you my lawyer? And I went, yeah. And he goes, well, I said, listen, when I hand people a plate of food, they smile. Generally, when you get a lawyer's bill, you never smile. So this is a lot more fun. So, but that's my nutshell.
Thomas, thank you, buddy.
All right. Switch us. I think we just get everything out, dealer. See what we got to work with, and then we'll... Whatever we're going to use, we're going to use. All right.
The Pope.
Well, that's different.
The chicken.
Pizza.
You got the pizza, dude. I got the cream, oranges.
Oh, wait, what we got? Apple.
One thing I learned on Chopped, if you don't know what it is, just taste it.
All right, apple. Nice. Turnip.
All right, well, tomato. Some bacon. That can't never be bad. Imitation crabs. So that's.
Gentlemen, about half hour, we're going to have a coin toss. The winner chooses whether he wants to turn into the judge.
Okay.
And we'll get together.
Can we do full NBN style turn-in? NBN style turn-in?
Kind of, yeah. The judge
awesome.
Is sitting at the table over there. You just bring your boxes up. You got 2 minutes to tell them who you are and what you did. And
perfect. All right, protein-wise.
And don't forget.
All right, so that's where we're at right now. So we've got there's an apple pie filling,
okay.
Cherry. All right, so protein wise, what do we have? Protein wise, we got crab meat and pork chops.
And sausage.
Thin pork chops and that sausage. Okay.
Gavin.
What is
egg? Over there with the.
Oh, Martin.
All right, so let's think about this. We should do something appetizer-wise with the crab that's not... What could we do with crab? That's not... Yeah, just...
There's a knife and one of the beer here.
Chad, we got that bag.
Oh, that's not...
I understand that, man.
I'm going to go out like Kenny Powers, man. There's going to be fireworks up in here.
Primacy and recency, my friend. Okay, so that just turns on and goes, right? We don't have to. Do we have to hit the igniter or anything?
Not
four or five. That's good. Okay.
You got pans?
Whatever's in there. But no sour cream? I mean, no cream cheese?
Janet.
Would you ask Janet if it's supposed to be in here?
Miss Janet, is this supposed to be cream cheese? There was none left. You sour cream as a makeshift?
Not really, but we'll have to do.
That should be pretty good. My mom told me, she said this is called marinade in the bag. So it stays inside.
Yeah, but what I think I want to do, I don't...
You never know.
All right, so here's our menu planning. So we kept calm, did our menu planning, and so we're gonna do the most fat guy happy.
Jimmy Bro,
fat guy happy food, appetizer. Show me fat guy happy. So we're gonna do.
Listen real quick, give me a hand. I need you to call head to tail. You want to call? Would you like to call?
Jack call.
All right, Jack's gonna call.
Hey.
You get the choice of it. You're yep. First or second if you win. It is
Tails. One or two, Thomas. You want to go second?
I sent it to the fan.
That's his goal. We're going to turn it first or second.
Your turn is first, so you got
you're going to have a hell of a show to follow. I'm going to go out like Kenny Powers, man. There's going to be fireworks up in here. It's going to get crazy.
Chad, show me what you got here. We got potatoes and onions.
So we're going to slice down the potatoes. Got a little canned chili.
Hormel chili.
Yep.
Cheese.
So we're going to make just...
Oh, Jimmy Dean sausage.
That's going to be on our side. We're going to do a little sausage hash on our side.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going to take these veggies, a little bit of sausage, get it browned up, a little rosemary.
What's in here?
That's sour cream. So we're going to serve the sour cream as a side to our potatoes jubilee. Which is going to be a lot of fat guy food, bacon, cheese, chili. Even though we're a little crab meat in there.
Crab meat. Okay.
Scallions. The mushrooms, I don't know where they're going to make.
What
they
do we got on the cooking already? We got anything on the cooking?
Nothing. Yeah,
nothing.
The main protein.
We got a lot of time.
Well, the main protein. Yeah, the pork chops. Not hugely thick, so I'm thinking.
Are we going for a medium and the rare on our?
I'm going to go for a medium. Just to stay right with the judge.
What do you think that is in temperature?
I'm thinking pull them about 145, put them in, they're going to go over 100 runs, put them in the box, and so I'm thinking when the judge gets them, they're going to be 150, between 150 and 155.
But still moist.
Exactly. That's the point.
I like it. I like it. I'm ready to get it.
And then I'm going to use my 5 minutes.
What's in the can? What's in the can?
Oh, cream of mushroom.
Okay. You're going to put that in the rice?
We're going either with the rice... That's the bet on the entree, or maybe working it in a little bit with our sausage hash.
Okay.
We're still in the air.
I see you've got some rosemary and some.
That rosemary's stiff. Open that thing up. It'll, you don't want to use too much of it, it'll punch you up.
Wow.
But I think you can make it nice and aromatic and kind of not make the sausage feel heavy.
That's going in our cupcake.
Yeah.
And you got a dessert to do too. What kind of
looks like Whiskey Ben hanging out with Everglades Seasoning. Doing pretty good. Let's go over here and check with Devon Swan and let's see what their team's doing. They've got a young man who's just known for winning. I believe he's probably going to put him back in the winner's circle.
Four.
If you drop that sausage, you're disqualified.
Then what do? I got to put, what, 6 or so coals on top of that?
On top of
the Dutch oven, yeah.
Yeah, you have some tongs? I'll do it.
Yeah. Watch your cord.
You gotta walk back around.
Yes, sir.
There she is.
You don't know anybody who might have a knife I can borrow, just a small, simple knife. Anybody.
Good man.
Nice. Thank you.
Sharpened a couple of times.
A few times, huh? Yeah. All right, so here's what
I'm...
Uh-oh, Whiskey Bent has done got his phone out. Now, I realize that Team Unknown phoned a friend many times. I didn't know Whiskey Bent was going to phone anybody. What's going on, Chad? Uh-oh. He might want to confuse Devon Swan. We're going to have to see what's going to happen right here.
I'm sure, but hey, just because you wear his heart lot.
My heart lot.
All right, you're too much, Tommy. It's hard to talk smack when you're coming with those sweet nothings.
Hey, we said you could phone a friend, not phone an enemy.
Exactly.
Hey, why don't you just take that pan and put it over that fire over yonder?
Oh, we ain't cooking a cake, brother. How about a crepe? You make some crepe?
Yeah.
No, you'll just say it's a thin pancake.
A little bitty thin pancake. I want a little bitty thin pancake.
You started sautéing up that sausage, didn't you? Huh? You gonna smoke that sausage or you gonna saute?
I'm gonna saute it for a second.
See, nobody today has smoked that sausage. That hurt my feelings. You guys are barbecue cooks. I can't believe y'all didn't just make a fatty.
Oh, that would, yeah.
That crossed my mind.
You got everything here to make a fatty.
That crossed my mind.
Sausage white ball.
Yeah, sausage white ball.
Hey, you gonna use that buttermilk?
I bet you will.
You ain't gonna use it. He wants to drink it.
Get a plug. I'm done with it.
I don't know.
Definitely Everglades.
You want to use sour cream?
I don't know. I was going to put
heat on it. I just want to get straight with the producer of this television show. There is no time for a media break in the middle of the cook. Thank you.
No, you got it, but because it's going to be judges.
Karen, I did get you Dutch Karen chart. Huh? You drinking a root beer? You drinking a root beer with root beer vodka?
Don't open it.
How do you check the heat without opening it?
You wanted to look at it and see if it's doing anything?
Somebody needs to get the phone.
Oh, there he is. I hear him.
You're fired.
How's it going?
My favorite corn star. He's in the house. Hey, Dorsey O'Dell. I need you to come over here and give me some inspirational words like a Harley Race would do. Back in the day.
Dorsey, is it? Hey, man. Hey.
God, he's got shades. I didn't recognize him.
JW, what's going on, brother?
Living the dream on this side of the field, or table. How's it going on your side?
Man, I tell you what, we just getting by, one day at a time. Kind of like the white version of Jefferson's.
How's it going, man?
No. These are our own. Just makes my hand feel bigger. But I also use extra large condoms.
You're married. What do you got to use those for?
Make me feel even bigger. Sir, I know you're a Magnum guy. Yes, let me get the extra large.
Yay.
Let me tell you something. I've done many demonstrations in my classes, and there ain't a minute difference in a Magnum and a regular condom, except for what's coming outside of the label.
Well, we're going to hit you with our entree, appetizer, and dessert first.
Whiskey Ben, River.
Yeah. Barbecue.
Hi, Whiskey. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Marty, we got you taken care of. She's coming. We ran a little short on time. Thank you. All right, so what we've got on the appetizer side, we did a cheesy potato. It's got a little bit of crab worked in there, a little bit of bacon. And also a little bit of scallion. On the main dish, what we did was Betty Yellow rice cooked on the smoker, which is always a challenge. Tried to put that pork chop right at medium for you, so it's nice and moist. Finish it off with a combination of Big Papa's garlic sauce and mushrooms. And then on your side, you've got we did kind of a sausage hack. So we got the sausage, we got some rub, we got some sauce. We also have some onions and green peppers. So I'll let y'all eat that, and then we'll talk about the dessert.
Thank you.
Thanks. Quiet judges is dangerous. You know that, don't you? That's what I hear, Mark.
I'm seeing some head nodding. That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
I appreciate having us. I'll tell you what, we can sell $500 worth of potatoes right now.
I'm gonna have to take a water pill in.
Oh, is it salty?
What happened?
The potatoes are.
The potatoes are wonderful, and the meat is very, very tender.
Thank you.
I'm really heavy on the soul.
Okay. Sorry, I may have overseen that one. Thank you, though.
But it's very tender.
Thank you.
Dale.
No, we soaked it in a little bit of Dale's, and that's probably what caught it.
Oh,
right,
yeah, the
Mark?
Dale's is a killer.
Thank you.
Very good. Good flavor, but little salt.
Okay. Thank you. And, sir, are you there in the middle?
Hey. I did.
Well, salty, yes.
Okay. But well cooked all the way around?
Excellent.
Yeah, well cooked.
What's
your appetizer?
No, ma'am, that was our side. It was sausage hash. So we worked the sausage in with some seasoning, some onion, some pepper. I'm sorry, it doesn't seem like you got too many of the components. I apologize for that. We were kind of against the 45-second mark there. And the thing, we tried to pay attention to detail of that. We actually grilled the onions and peppers direct before we put it into the hash. So you got that caramelization flavor.
You got a smoky flavor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
The bad
is out of path. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Judges, if we can move on to dessert, please.
Excellent.
I'd like to present to this young man who is patiently waiting, watching.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr.
Kyle.
All right, so
take
on the dessert.
So, and put your initial on top of your box so you can take your box with you. We'll set it off behind you.
Yeah. So, on your dessert.
And
what we did,
Absolutely.
Was we took our apple pie filling, added just a hair bit of barbecue seasoning to give it a little bit of pop. We smoked a streusel for you, and then we took a nice, cool cherry jubilee and put over the top. I'm hoping you get a little bit of warm and cool there, a little crunch.
I like the fact that you...
We're trying to layer the textures in the...
Didn't put too much sugar in your crunch because...
Yes, ma'am.
The apple takes over the sweetness.
Yes, ma'am. Agreed. Thank you.
Thomas, you ever had to step into a pair of size 16 boots?
It's about to happen right now.
Share or any competition. He's there to help anybody that needs it.
Thank you very much.
The head cook for Divine Swine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
how are you?
Hi,
great.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Thomas, you got a couple minutes to explain to him what you cook?
I do. What you have before you tonight is there were a lot of ingredients in the box, so I didn't want to limit myself to just a couple appetizers. So you have a stuffed mushroom and a stuffed jalapeno. To the right of that is a cheese scallop potato, potato au gratin. Underneath the crab cake, and we'll get to that in a moment, is a yellow rice with a little bit of salted mushroom and green onion that's all been cooked together. On top of that is a crab cake that is covered with a tomato coulis with garlic, green onion, and some of Hot Wachula's spicy peach sauce. To the right of that is a pork chop that's been seared over a high heat smoker covered with a cherry glaze. Cherry glaze has some of Hot Wachula's hot cranberry as well. Now for your dessert, I always hate to give people
a surprise.
If you have a fruit cobbler that you put in the dessert.
Thank you very much.
Very well done, my friend. This gentleman and I have posed for pictures all over the country, cooking barbecue also. We've been to Kansas City together, the Jack Daniels together.
Unfortunately, not they. Because as a hobby, I'm a lawyer. As a profession, I'm a barbecue. Well, no, my profession is
a lawyer. He's a local lawyer here?
I'm in Orlando.
What is
Orlando.
This with the mushrooms?
It's a stuffed mushroom that's stuffed with a sausage and
Oh, you've got beans in your popper. I love beans.
She thought she was going to say I hated it, huh?
This has been so much fun. This is all new. Our first event. We had 14 cook-off last week. We got 14 cook-off
this week. This young man has more control over him.
Last week we had four teams cooking it. The food they put out was phenomenal. I was so impressed everybody took the time to come and do this. Same thing with you guys tonight. First round was decided by a point. The guys from the first round that are cooking at 2:30 tomorrow are Team Unknown.
No!
The second round tonight was pretty darn close. Judges were impressed with the food. The winner is Divine Swine. Tomorrow we'll be sitting right here at 2:30. According to Brad last week, about the time you start slicing that brisket, you start worrying about what's Big Papa going to have in the box for me to cook tomorrow. So don't let that go through your mind, boys, and we'll see y'all here tomorrow. Listen, the dinner's inside the building right now celebrating last year. So
the content today was who Gavin helped. So
let's
give it up for Gavin.
Whoever gets Gavin wins tomorrow, because he won with Brad, and he won with Thomas, and he won with Team Unknown.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, everybody, welcome to day number two of the Battle at Barbecue Junction. We're here in at the Cowboys Barbecue in Okeechobee, Florida. Our good friend Jimmy McCoy, owner of Cowboys, helped sponsor this along with Budweiser. And it's day two of the Battle at Barbecue Junction. Yesterday saw a couple good battles. We had Team Unknown against the Cooking Cowboy. The Cooking Cowboy was the big favorite. Team Unknown came out on top. They thought they were underdogs themselves, but somehow the judges liked their food a little bit better. It was real close. Battle number two was Whiskey Bent Barbecue out of Polk County, Florida, against Divine Swine from Orlando. Divine Swine is Thomas Sadica, a big-time attorney out of Orlando, who happened to slap a little injunction on the Whiskey Bent boys, come out on top, give them a good little spanking. It wasn't as close as most of them have been. So
Here we are, day two. We got Divine Swine, the cooking lawyer from Orlando, against Team Unknown, the relative newcomers in barbecue that nobody's heard of. That's not true. These guys are getting well known. I was in Las Vegas with them when they won fourth place in the world cooking barbecue. So these guys know what's going on. They don't know what's in their boxes. They're walking up, fire up the cookers. We'll be going here in just a few minutes, and we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm here with Jared Kramer with Team Unknown Barbecue and George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey. About to compete in the Battle Royale Barbecue Junction. A couple teams are going to compete for a little prize. We won't know yet. A lot of it is still out there, and we'll figure it out here in a little bit. But I have a young lady here who would like to talk about it in a bit. So what are we looking at this afternoon?
This is actually an event that's going to be here at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds April 20th. It's a breast cancer fundraising event, and it's called Gone Country 2013. Gretchen Wilson will be performing at 9 o'clock that night, as well as Brooke Eden. She's the girl that's performing over there right now. She was actually on American Idol Season 7. And a few other female artists will be here as well. It's just going to be a great country concert, raising money for breast cancer and having a really good time.
Thank you very much. I briefly wanted to take a couple minutes and talk about George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey. We have number 8, which the young lady is holding right now. We have the 12-year and the Barrel Select out here on display. George Dickel is one of the very few, if not the only other, Tennessee whiskey out there from Cascade Hollow is where it is made. Up in the hills of Tennessee, and what they are looking at is really getting in the grassroots and doing more of barbecue competitions. So they have enlisted the help of Team Unknown for the year to help to get the name and the word out about George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey. And right now they're preparing to get ready for a blind tasting or a blind competition. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have on hand to prepare. So if you don't know, if you only know Jack, you don't know Dickel. And I just want to let you know, Dickel is handmade the hard way. So you keep that in mind, drink responsibly, and have a great time, and Happy New Year.
You have to use everything in there?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Just whatever. Whatever we want to use out of the deal here.
We got oysters.
Shrimp.
Salmon, oysters, and shrimp.
Can you always use some George Dickel if you want?
Yeah, we can always roll with the George Dickel. I just took all the veggies out, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all the meats back in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I got some salmon here. I got eggs here.
Eggs need to go on top.
Okay. Got okay. Salmon good go on top.
Put the shit in the bottom when I need it. I doubt we're using chives. I doubt we're using celery. Bacon. And there is...
Hey, guys, I got a roast.
Turnips, onions. I will be using these.
Okay, leave them out. Do we have cheese? We can do the bacon wrap jalapeno.
We do.
Right
there?
No, for the inside. Do we have big blocks? Nope.
Our young chef is trying to figure out how to shuck oysters, and the chef doesn't know what to tell him.
How do you shuck those?
I don't know how to, with what we have, I don't know.
I feel like I need like a hammer. Because isn't there good meat inside of it?
Yeah.
Can't we just pull it out and then make like a
frozen?
We got. I'm trying to get the tongs.
I mean, you want
Raise hell, Tommy Harden, brother. What's happening with you? All right, Daryl, we're going to get this Dutch oven rocking and rolling. We got us some apple cobbler in here. Put that down there like that. Put 8 coals on the bottom, 16 on the top. It should bring us to the finish line.
Mr. George Odell, I know you're a man of the world. You're wise in your ways. Can I give you a little tip on a Dutch oven that I learned from a Dutch oven wizard?
Absolutely.
What size Dutch oven is that?
I don't even know.
It says a 12 on top of it.
Right.
If you want to be 350 degrees in that oven, you know how many charcoal do you use? It's called the 12 plus 3 plus 6. So a 12-inch Dutch oven, you use plus 3 on the bottom, plus 6 on the top. So it'll be an even 350 degrees in that oven. You want 15 coals on the bottom, 18 coals on top.
I'll be dang.
Put that in your mental notebook.
We're getting scientific. I like it.
All right.
Never mind. You can't make a crab cake with no crab. I just find these stupid. Could you make a shrimp cake? Instead of crab, you shrimp?
I'm going to do a shrimp sneaker.
Okay.
Yeah, shrimp sauteed with
and then the fish.
Oil and fish. Garlic. And I'm going to do a
I think these cooks have wised up. This young man here, this young chef, he really pushes the envelope. He's not satisfied with just doing regular cuisine. He's trying to figure out what the best thing is Divine Swine can put out there to win. And I tell you what, it's amazing for being so young.
I think you've been looking for this?
Cook him a little bit.
Are you looking for garlic? Have garlic.
You need a shucker.
No, we don't have one.
Well, you got it.
I know.
I need, do we have any ice? Can you take one of those cans, those little cans, and put ice in it?
These doggone oysters. Golly. If we could just get them shucked and put out there and handle, it sure would be a wonderful world.
Drink George Dickover responsibly.
Where at?
Right there.
Hey!
Oh, my God, it's jalapeno.
Oh, you're doing that? Oh, dang. Good. Okay, I didn't think there was one in. Hey, what do we do with these? The salmon? I had them up here because I thought you wanted them. In here? No,
yeah. I thought you
poured
the lemon
pepper
one in there.
Yep. No, but I can do it right now.
We understand that last night there was just a little controversy between Team Unknown and Divine Swine on who this young man was going to cook with. And there may have been some bribes involved, we're not sure. But we know that one of them's a lawyer, and he came up with a big wad of money really quick. So let's see what's going to happen. It's time to get those championship boxes ready. Here we go.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome.
Peppers and rice. What is this officially called?
It's we're just using the pepper as a timbale for their rice.
That's the thing.
It is. That's our time to start plating.
We're getting it, right? Okay, scampi.
Okay.
It's working. Oysters.
Take some, get some of the thyme or something, and you can put it in there. The scampi.
Good job. You still got 2 minutes, buddy.
Okay, let's do
this. No, I'll be in the middle of it, but I have two down.
Go back.
Come on, baby. All I gotta do is have those two others.
While Devon Swine is getting their desserts together, he's gonna step over here and check on
Mother Effort. Yeah,
Unknown Barbecue and see what's going on. Looks like they're not having any problem at all. Mm, that looks good.
Here, color. You got the other
track? Yeah, I'm ready for you. Yeah. 3 minutes.
We don't need, we need three good ones and one for each. So. That's fine, just put one in there.
All right, what are we doing?
Put them underneath there. Kind of bounce it up.
Now, folks, that's a $50 plate at a regular seafood restaurant. I want you to look. Barbecue shrimp, baked shrimp, salmon patties. I mean, oh,
sorry,
man.
Right here.
Salmon steaks.
Now, that
would be a fun. Yeah, well.
All right, what
just
we got?
Look at it, get to your parents, and then you can just go out.
Yeah. Ooh, what?
Talk to us.
We're basically working with some traditional yellow rice with salmon on top of it. We took the oysters out of the half shell, we cooked them in a butter bath, put them back onto the shell, melted cheese on top of them. We make scalloped potatoes with a dry rub and a little bit of butter cooked into it. You've got some regular shrimp. We also have some shrimp down on skewers with a dry rub and also a grilled cheese. And then you have a cream cheese filled bacon bit, bacon wrap jalapeno sauce. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, with that dessert, it's that a, it's like an apple, I'd say like a crumb cake, but like a cake mix with chocolate.
Oh, well,
you're stealing my, you tell your owner, Barry, you're trying to eat his too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Hurry up and eat, guys.
He went home last night and got that cherry dessert out. So, what was it?
Jason, very nice job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Find a friend.
Find a friend.
Boy, these plates are really looking good. Divine Swine. Thomas really knows what he's doing. Got a little culinary chef going along with his barbecue spin, and I tell you what, it's going to be a long day for anybody who competes against Thomas. It'll be interesting to see how this all ends up in just a few minutes. So stay tuned, folks.
Yellow squash and a cheese sauce.
Oh.
your main courses.
Pull that plug out of there.
Salmon.
Pull that plug out of the camera.
Covered with a salsa.
See the cord? Pull the cord out right there out of the camera.
A big pompa, spicy garlic and onion sauce. And then in the pepper timbale is a yellow rice with
what kind of pepper?
It's just a miniature.
Miniature, okay. Just
yellow
wanted
pepper.
To know before.
And my apologies to the table captain, they only gave me three peppers.
I left my four peppers. You need another four?
You can eat.
I got it.
Now, for dessert,
you
have another Dutch oven cobbler. I did a streusel on top, which is just a brown sugar and butter and flour crispy for the top part.
The pepper is wonderful.
It's delightful, thank you.
Why the French? Right over here and shoot that on.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thomas, thank you, sir.
You got it.
Never thought about yellow zucchini. Great combination. Didn't your mother ever tell you you can't have dessert if you didn't eat your dinner?
He never listened to his mother.
I never listened.
Thanks, everybody, that participated in our Battle of Barbecue Junction. Yesterday, we had a cool matchup. We had Forest Fine Foods, the Cooking Cowboy, faced off against Team Unknown. These are two of our best competitors on the barbecue circuit. Guys are great guys. Worked their butts off. Somehow, Team Unknown beat the Cowboy. The second round was Divine Swine against Whiskey Bent. And Divine Swine pulled out all the stops and beat Whiskey Bent. So today the final was between Team Unknown and Divine Swine. And I got to watch what these guys cooked and what they turned in. They were given a basket of mystery food. It was some basic, simple stuff. And the food these guys turned in was out of this world. The judges that judged yesterday and today want to go on the road and be the judges. So they turned in some really good stuff. And the winner... And a good friend of mine, Thomas Sadica with Divine Swine.
Guys, anybody who has the opportunity to do that is a blast. And don't worry about it being right after brisket turn-in if you make the finals. It's really not a problem.
Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. Coming to Fort Myers, Venice, and Claremont. Get in touch with Dana L. Hillis and find out how you can get involved at Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars saying we had a fantastic time and we will see you next time right here